there, I was sitting there on the bank earlier this morning, and things began to flip in my mind. Man, and if your act may be strange, and it ain't something that you ain't heard, in times past, probably a lot more times than one. Amen, but this right here began to take hold on me, and I began to study, think about some things. You got your Bibles, you go ahead and turn to the 1 John. Mike has pretty well been all over this. James has talked about some of it, and others have said things this morning that's just been all around what's in my mind this morning. It's a lot of times it's not pleasant to have to do these kind of things, but somehow or another this morning, and when I get started and when I finish, if the Lord permits, I don't want nobody to have no ill will or hard feelings toward me. This is the Word of God, and I can't change it, and you can't change it. Amen? We're faced with so much more in the time that we're living in than Brother Easton, than you had to face in the time when you was coming up as a young man. Amen. Now we're faced with a whole lot more today. And somehow or another we have allowed the things of this world to control us. It's controlling us. Now I'm going to go ahead and read this and leave it. If I never get a word said from it, you listen to the reading of the Word of God. Amen. That's what you'll stand and give an account to.
Amen.
If this Word right here, not me, you won't give an account to this church, but you will give an account to God. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 15. He said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Amen. Now you can stop right there. Amen. Now what this morning we think about that real serious. If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in there.
Amen.
That's plain, that's simple, it's wrote down right there in black and white. It's not my words, but it is the Lord Jesus' word.
Amen.
How many believe that to be His word?
Amen. Yes.
Verse number 16. It said, "For all that is in the world..." Now you listen. Now I want you to tell me this ain't right here, ain't right where we at. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Amen. I don't know how you could get it any plainer. than that right there. I mean, if I could leave here right now and not ever say a word, you could leave here and not think of anything else but them three verses right there, and then take hold of us.
Amen.
And I sat there and I began to study, and I thought, what in the world are we thinking about? It's not on the Scriptures. Our mind is not on these Scriptures.
Amen.
Lord, what I feel running up and down the avenues of my soul right now.
Obey the Lord.
Amen. This right here is what got us in the shape that we're in.
Amen.
Amen. The lust of this old flesh. Now this right here is going to get somewhere. Amen. Maybe you wish it wouldn't. I don't know. Amen. But when I begin to think about the lust of the flesh. Amen. Now that lust and desire. Amen. That crops up in this whole world. Amen. That gives us trouble. Amen. I can come to each one of you and ask you. Amen. And say any one thing that the flesh lusts after. And I wonder how many different answers that I would give. Amen. Thank God that this old flesh has begun to lust after and cause us problems this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Now, and the lust of the eye gets right in there with you.
Yeah.
Amen. We begin to see, amen, things out yonder, and they begin to look real good. Amen. And the next thing you know, amen, it's done got buried up, amen, in our heart and in our flesh, and we begin to reach for it. Amen. We're after it. We've just got somehow or another have to have what it is, and that our eyes have seen, and that our flesh have desired this morning. Bless His name. Amen. With a lot of people today, amen, that's a big old fine home sitting on a hill for everybody to see. Amen. You want that worse than you want anything. Just to be seen of somebody else. Amen. Thank God. And we'll do everything in our power. Amen. Whatever it takes. Amen. Thank God to get it done.
Yes.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
I know this right here.
Bless you, Lord.
Ain't well. But you just stay with me. I'm going to take my time with some of these. Amen. This morning. For they things, amen, this morning that are working on me. Amen. You drive up and down the road. Amen. And I know where they places at. Amen. That they people live in. Might know some of them. Amen. Thank God. Probably work some of the yards. Amen. But I know some people today. Amen. That are living in these big high societies. Amen. Places that have mortgaged everything they got. Amen. To have that house. Amen. Thank God to have. Amen. Two or three new automobiles. I'm sitting in the garage. Amen. And a new boat. And I'm sitting there with it. Amen. Thank God. It's a patient. Amen. Seem like ever am. Amen. If they get a hold of. Amen. To make a payment at the end of the month. But that's what they desire. Amen. Thank God. You know what? Amen. This morning. How you hear me now? Amen. Thank God. These things. Amen. These material things. How they will not last.
Amen.
Amen, before you can get that car paid for. Amen, thank God, it'll look worth it. All get out. Amen. Thank God by the time you get that hall paid for. Amen. Thank God you need to take an order and push it out and set you up another. Amen. You just think about it. Amen. All of these things is going to perish. Yeah. How they're going to be gone. Yeah. And here you are, a standing in the judgment of God. There's nothing wrong with having a fine home. You don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. I ain't got a thing to give it. Hey, amen. This morning, if you've got one, I'm praying for you. Amen. But somehow or another, these things have got between us and God.
Amen.
That has got between a lot of people and God. Amen. Why? Amen, because it'll cause you, amen, to go down to the workplace. Amen, thank God, and if they'll let you, you'll go in and volunteer for 7 days. Amen, thank God, so you can make the payment. Amen, therefore, amen, you've got to miss that. Amen, on the Sabbath day, that God set aside, amen, for you and I. Amen, that we can rest and worship. Amen. The God of heaven.
Amen. Heaven, Lord.
Am I right? This right here. Oh, preacher. That's just another day. Amen. Get your book and begin to read.
Yes.
Amen. About the tank. Amen. When God was making this thing and putting it all together. And if I understand right, he got it all took care of.
Yes.
In 6 days. And he looked at it, and it looked good. Yes. He was well pleased with what he had done. Amen. So he set another day aside, amen, for rest.
Yes.
And worship.
Heaven, Lord.
Amen. The Sabbath day. He said, remember it and keep it holy.
Whoa.
That's his mind. Amen. Somebody's going to have to pray for me. Hey, man, that ain't enough. Hey, man, they got to go off over. Got to go off over here. Hey, man, on the lake and get us a second place. Hey, man, where we can go. Hey, man, on Saturday and Sunday and relax in the front of the world.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, man, when I get out of the way, you just tell me. Amen. If I get it wrong, you tell me. Amen. If I get it wrong, Brother Easter. Amen. Brother James, some of you. Amen. That know what I'm talking about. Amen. If I get out of the way, amen, pull me up. Amen. Stop me and help me. I have to make it to the door back under and get out of the way. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I know this here to be a fact. Amen. People's got to go. Amen. They got to have that place over there. Amen. And you know what they'll do? Amen. I tell you exactly what they'll do. Amen. They'll leave their home. Amen. On the weekend. How they'll leave that most time. Amen. On Friday evening early. And they'll get over there. Amen. Thank God away from everybody else. Out of where they don't find nobody. Amen. Sees what's going on. Amen. We may not see it. But thank the God, amen, in heaven this morning, how that is looking down, amen, on you and me.
And pull their clothes off.
Listen.
That's right. They'll get there, and when they get over there out of sight of the community and everybody else, amen, they put on just as little as they can get by with. And not have to go to jail over the matter.
Amen.
Or have trouble with somebody else. Amen. Not hear James say it. a lot of times. Hey, man, they some of them have on just about enough. Hey, man, to fake the one for a 410 shotgun. Hey, man, that's just about the size of that. Hey, man, but now hear me today. Hey, man, these some of these things. Hey, man, is some of the things of the world. Hey, man, that we do not have need to be with this morning. Oh, Lord. I want to know if I'm right.
Amen.
How many of you understand this morning that you're going to stand before an almighty God? Amen. Amen. That you're going to do.
Yes.
Amen. You may get by some things. Amen. You may press by and get by a lawyer. You may get by a judge down here. Amen. You may fool all of them. But the judge of all judges is a sitting on the throne. Amen. This morning he knows exactly what you're doing. He knows what's in your heart. He knows your, amen, next move. Amen. This morning, folks, amen, we better get back, amen, to some old times, our way of doing things this morning. Well, preacher, I can't see it all. That's too bad. Yeah. Let's get a little further. Amen. With that undressing part. Now this right here is going to get down to where you don't like it. And it really, right now, it really don't matter to me whether you do or you don't. Amen. Ain't going to change nothing with me. Amen. This morning. You get off over there in that place and you begin to undress. Amen. Women and men alike. I ain't talking about just one side of this thing. Amen. The men will wear as little as they can get by with, and the women will wear as little as they can get by with. Amen. But here they are. Amen. Over there in the front of the whole world. Amen. Over yonder, a boat's riding by. Amen. Thank God. And the next thing you know, amen, I catch you something out.
Lord.
I catch you something. Amen. Then we wind up just about like David.
Amen.
You hear me this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Whether you like it or not, it's a fact. Amen. And when these things begin to happen, amen, it wind up just about like David did.
Amen.
Amen. It was a constant thing. Amen, that David was seeing this. That's how coming there. Amen, instead of being out yonder, amen, in the valley where he ought to be in. Amen, thank God. And he began to look. Amen, thank God. And they shot there. I caught his eye. And the next thing you know, how the lights got into her. And he had to have that woman. Amen. Now, preacher, you don't know about all these things. Let me tell you something. Amen. I've seen too much of it. Amen. That has went on. Amen. Thank God over things like that right there. Amen. And when you dress like that, amen. I'm just going to say it like it is. Amen. Men, women. Amen. When you dress like that, amen, it's an invitation, amen, to the opposite sex.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
That's the only reason. His brother Freddie Waller said one time, amen, thank God, how they talking about their tanning beds, and a lot of people go to them. Amen, I've had them to tell me, amen, preacher, amen, I do this because it helps my arthritis. Amen, I don't know about all of that. Amen, but tell you one thing. Amen, this morning, if you ain't going to show it, what do you want to tan it for?
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
Amen.
Preach, brother.
God, we're in a place that our eyes and our flesh has got us in trouble.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. pray. Even for the Lord to set me down. Give me strength to preach. Amen. I'm going to say something else to you. And I know this right here ain't going to sound well, and I don't mean it to sound. Amen. In a bad way. Amen.
Yes,
I know these men. Amen. They go out. They'll take all kind of herbs and, amen, things and even shots. Amen. Thank God to build their body up. Amen. To re-look real. Amen. Masculine. Amen. They want to look like something. Amen. Thank God. Why? To attract. Amen. The opposite thing. Amen. This morning, is that right? Amen. They're doing it. Amen. This morning, hear me. Amen. That ain't all. Amen. Thank God, women. Amen. Are going about. Amen. Having surgery. Amen. Thank God to make themselves more appealing. Amen. To the outset. You hear me this morning. Amen. When you do that right there. Amen. I'm going to say this. Amen. It's an abomination. Amen. Amen. In the sight of God. Somehow or another, we've got to come back. Amen. To the truth of things.
Amen. Amen, Lord. It's all true.
Well. Yeah. I know this.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Lord, help me.
Help him, Lord.
Amen. This right here has caused our church world to decrease.
Amen.
It has caused our church world to decrease.
Yes.
Amen. And these things are happening. Amen. According to somebody else to look and desire has caused divorce rates.
Amen.
Amen. To skyrocket.
Amen.
It's caused it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
I know people don't like this.
Checking up.
Amen. But it's what's happening. Amen. Across America.
Yes.
Getting
worse by the day.
And somehow or another, we have come to accept what is before us. Have we not? How many do you see? Amen. I'm going out to understanding again these things.
None.
Amen. They ain't none out there.
None.
They're not going to do it.
Milk salt.
Amen. I went to count meeting. Amen. Got up there and, amen, boy, just meat broke out. People just seemed like the best in the world. Amen. And got invited to preach, and I did. And just what the Lord gave me, and something that y'all had heard before. Amen. Nothing new. Amen. And all the preachers begin to come around, pat you on the back and shake your hand and say, hey, this is the kind of preaching that we need. Amen. This is what our land needs. Amen. But none of them, however, was not but one man that really stood, amen, on the ground, amen, of God's word and proclaimed it like it was. Sin will get you in trouble.
Amen.
Sin will get you in trouble.
Amen. Yes.
The word is mentioned 700 times.
I wonder, amen, this morning if I ask you, if I ask you one thing, that's in this world that causes us problems
What would be the answer that you would give me?
Leg.
What's in your mind?
Bless you.
There's one thing, surely. Every one of you could say that caused these kind of problems. Hey man, I'm going to say this to you. You may not like this. Hey man, but after a while, this old man gets strong enough at this. Hey man, and you know what will happen? He'll get down in here strong enough. Hey man, so God will reprobate this.
Yeah.
Well, that's his name anyhow.
Thank God for the preaching.
Yeah.
This right here has got us to a place. Amen. Now, preacher, might spit something out on you this morning. Amen. When he told you to look up the word worship, amen, you look her up and you dig around that thing for a while. Amen, I'm just going to be fair with you. Amen, I hope Mike don't want no answers next weekend. Amen, I hope he waits for a week or two. Amen, and let you have time. Amen, to dig around there. Amen, find out. Amen, what worship is. Amen, it ain't the hoop and the holler. How that's going on in the house. How that's what everybody likes. But that's not how I worship this morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, preacher.
Bless you, Lord.
I thought that's how you worship. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go back and get in your Bible. Amen. I can tell you one place to start. Amen. If you want to. Amen. Just go back over there. Amen. Where Abraham was having to take Isaac. Amen. Up on the mount to offer the first sacrifice. Amen. Start right there. Amen. And dig on worship of God. Amen. Find out what Abraham said to him and the lad was going to do.
Amen.
Amen. I can't say I wasn't there. I really don't know for sure. Amen. But I would be pretty sure and say to him, saying, amen, that Abraham didn't go up there. Amen. A jumping and a shouting and a carrying on.
Amen.
He didn't do it.
No.
Why? Because he was fixing to give his only son. For a sacrifice.
Yeah.
But if you read just a little earlier there, hey man, were them other men, were two men, were three, whatever it was with him? He told them, he said, y'all stay right here.
Me and the lad.
Me and the lad, we're going yonder.
Yeah, we'll come back.
To what?
To worship.
Yes. Amen. We do not understand, amen, worship this morning.
Amen.
We don't. Amen. I'm glad Mike called come up with that. Amen. I'm glad he got high hope to God. Amen. And my prayer is that you'll dig everything you can find, amen, up on worship. Amen, thank you. You know what? Amen, when we get back and he has time, amen, thank God to go over. Amen, I believe every soul in here, how they want to participate in it, amen, can have an answer. Amen, thank God, and they'll be different. But they'll all come back to one thing. But take something that's more important to us than worship of God. This old flesh. Amen. Now this right here is where it's going to get tough. Amen. Every one of you will come around. Oh, preacher. Amen. We're still living in the flesh. Amen. I understand that. I understand that we're in the flesh. Amen. And we'll be until God calls us out of here.
Yes.
Preacher, I can't live perfect.
Now this here's going to wind up back where my mind was at in the beginning.
Mike, as long as I live on this earth, I'll never live to the part that you feel like I've got everything just right. Won't ever happen.
Amen.
It'll never get to the place that I can look at you, amen, James Hayward, and say, hey, you've got it all just right. Amen, we'll never get it done. Amen, but hear me this morning. Amen, you can get it out of where God, amen, will look at you and say you're perfect and upright in every way.
Oh, Lord.
Heaven, Lord.
Don't tell me it can't be done. Amen. Thank God. I forgot. I allowed the devil how to try one of his servants.
Yes, he
amen.
Did.
And his name was Job.
Yes.
The Bible said that he was perfect and upright in every way, did it not? Preacher, ain't no need me trying. I can't do it. I know you won't ever get it all done in the sight of man. But now I'm going to tell you this right here. Amen. And if you read through Job, you'll find out where the Scripture said that Job didn't charge God foolishly
right.
with any of the things.
Right.
All the things that come to him. All that he lost. All of his family, all of his flocks, everything that he owned, a man was gone. All but his wife. God left him there. Never did. But that God had told Satan. Satan said, you got a hedge around that I can't get at him. Amen. You know what? Amen. God just took the hedge down around it. He said he'd take the hedge down. We get at him. But it don't touch his soul. Satan said, I'll make a curse. He took his face. But he never got it gone.
Amen.
When it all come down to the end of it, amen, John said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In spite of all that we've got to go through, amen, in this land. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God of heaven. Amen. That's worthy. Amen. Of all honor and all praise this morning. Yeah, David was talking here a week or two ago. Shortly after he had to go down yonder. And he said something. We were just kind of joking, having just a little bit of fun. And I was talking to him about the place that he was in. And he said it was about as close to Sodom and Gomorrah as you could find. He said, but that's all right. He said, I'm off down here. God don't know where I'm at. And he was just making a joke, sort of lightly. Knowing that if none of us ever seen anything out of him, God was looking at him.
Amen.
God was seeing him. He said, I wouldn't get by with nothing. He said, you just tell the church, keep praying. I talked to him last night, and his spirit seemed better last night than it had any time that I talked to him. Amen. All he does, go to his job, complete his job, come home, get a bath. Amen. And go right next door and eat and go right back to his room. That's all he does. He said, I don't get around and ramble around in this mess. He said, but I sure would like to be back home at Mount Moriah. I said, you wouldn't like it no better than we would. I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, he's down there, and probably any of us will never know all of what's going on down there. But a man, if he's right in his heart, and he don't do nothing outside of the church, no how. No, God knows.
Amen.
And that's the one that really matters.
Yes, it is.
He's the one you're going to stand before.
Right.
Well, I wonder this morning, amen, how close that we really feel that we are this morning. Amen. Now, he said, love not the things of this world. Amen. And if you love the things, if you love the things of this world, what did he say?
The love of the Father is not in
you. Amen. Folks, that sounds a lot more serious than we want to take.
Amen.
Amen. You would think that after a while, when you get old enough and far enough along, hey man, no temptation never comes. Do they ever quit?
No.
Don't ever quit. What, 88-year-old? Hey man, the devil is constantly, hey man, after you this morning.
Amen.
Hey man, why? Because we're still in this.
Yes.
And he can cause it problems when he gets the opportunity. I thought about this here of Job. Hey man, he got far enough down in that thing and he got down just as far as he could go. He was there. He was at the end of it. And his wife even looked at him. Said, why don't you just curse God and die? Job had got in bad shape physically.
Yes.
And I'm sure sometime spiritually.
Yes.
He was in trouble. Even these comforters that come to visit him. Job said they were miserable comforters. Hey man, really all he had to lean on was God Almighty.
Amen.
That's all he had. That he could count on. All else around him failed. But God never left him.
Amen.
And he could never shake him.
Help him, boy.
Help me, you went with him all the way, don't you? How many of you have got it up to par this morning? How many of you feel like you've got everything just right? How many of you in here hate the things of this world? I hate them. Why? Amen. Because they tempt how the children of God and draw them away. Amen. Away from the church. Away from their church family. Amen. It causes them problems. Drag them out and take them to hell.
Amen.
That's why I hate them. Won't ever get past it in this life as long as we live here. But I'm going to tell you this right here. Hey man, if you'll just hold on, hey man, to that unchanging hand, that unseen hand, hey man, if you'll hold to that right there, I can tell you what's going to happen.
Yes, amen.
Hey man, he'll lead you through this old world down here. Hey man, thank God, and he'll take you out the other side.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now then. How many of y'all really looking forward? amen, to the town that the Lord's going to come by. Amen. Thank God. Just take you by hand. Amen. Just lead you on the cross. Oh, Jordan. Amen. Thank God. And I thought, well, maybe we might just look back and say, goodbye, vain world. Amen. But I don't believe I'll ever look back. Amen. Thank God. I wouldn't want to be. Amen. Thank God. Like Lot's wife. Amen. Down there when she was told how not to look back on that ungodly mess. And down there in Sodom, how that she couldn't help it. How she had to look back and turn to a pillar of salt.
Yep.
She's still there. Amen. But you know what? Amen. We'll go to the church house. You stay with me. Amen. We'll head towards the church house. Amen. And all of a sudden, something to catch our mind or our eyes and cause us to look back at things out yonder instead of what's at the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say something to you real serious this morning. Amen. These people are dying and going to hell. Amen. I said people are dying and going to hell this morning. Amen. There are people going out that do not know God.
Amen.
Now this right here is going to get us. I said us.
Yes.
Amen. We love too much of the world, amen, to be a help to them. We love too much of the world to be a help to the world. How many of you love to help somebody find Jesus? Would you really love to help somebody find Him this morning?
Yes.
Wouldn't you love to see somebody? Amen. Thank God. I'm talking about get up off of their feet. Amen. Thank God. Tears rolling off of their cheeks and cannot hardly put one foot in the front of the other and begin to start towards this altar and begin to see God.
Yes.
We're going to have to get out of their way before they can do it.
Amen. Help them, Lord.
I said we are going to have to get out of their way.
Yes.
We're going to have to take as much of the world out of the front of them as we can. Huh?
Amen.
How do I do that? Get rid of some of the love of the world that you have in you. Get rid of it. If we'll get rid of that, I'll tell you what they begin to see. Amen. When they come in the house of God and they begin to see more of the world in the house of God, have something wrong. But if we will get rid of the world that's in us, amen, thank God, when we get out to the house of God, amen, they'll see more of Jesus than anything else. Your family's dying going to hell. How many of y'all got families dying, lost, and undone? They're going to hell if something don't happen. Where's it going to start, preacher? It's going to start with me. It's going to start with you. I've wrestled over some things in the past. Still wrestle over things. I'm going to be fair with you. I ain't going to lie to you about it. I'm not trying to hide nothing from nobody. I still wrestle over things. How many of y'all still wrestle over things that this flesh does to you?
Amen.
You will. You may never get it to where I feel like that you're living right where you ought to live. But you can get it to where God can see you and know your
Amen.
Heart and your mind. You be perfect in His sight. What is perfect? Amen. If you live the life good enough that you can make it from this side to the other side, it'll be a perfect life with Him. Oh, Lord. I wonder if anybody in here this morning feel like that you don't have any sin in you. Amen. I believe the Scripture said, if a man say he has no sin, he's a liar.
Amen.
And the truth ain't in him. Is that right?
Right.
Picture what I do about it. That's the reason that he said this warfare right here was a constant warfare. It's a battle day and night, James. This right here, now you can have this any way you want to. Amen. It's a constant battle day and night. Now I'm going to say some things, and I read a little thing. I've got a little book. Amen. It gives a lot of home remedies. They've over 100 home remedies in it. Some of you may have read some of it. Amen. But I read something in there that struck my attention. And it said nightmares. Trying to tell you what to do to prevent nightmares. Amen. I'm just going to be fair with you. That a lot of this nightmare business is just a way for the devil to work on you at night. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. It's just a way for him to work on you, amen, through the night. Amen. When you awake, you constantly aware. Amen. Thank God he's doing something. Amen. To take me down, you'll know it. Amen. When he does it. Amen. But in your sleep, amen. Thank God these things. Amen. You hear them, you see them. Amen. And after a while, they'll go to bed with you. Oh, Lord. They have nowhere to stop. Nowhere it ends. It's a constant thing on this side. But you hear me. Amen. Sister Barbara, it ain't going to be long out yonder. So we're going to have to lay all of this down right here. That old song, I believe it is, Sweet Hour of Prayer, set this old robe of flesh, I'll drop. And rest. One of these days, James, I don't know when it's going to be, I'll get to lay this thing down, Easter. Ed, I get to thinking about that new body.
Amen.
That he said we'd have. Amen. Sometimes this one right here gets in shape enough, amen, that I would really welcome the sight of a new one.
Amen.
How many of y'all ever been like that? Oh, Lord. There are a lot of times I'd just like to lay this one down and move in that new body. Amen. For I know when I get in that new body, amen, it'll be one that won't ever hurt. It won't ever ache. It won't ever wither. It won't ever know no sorrow nor pain of any kind.
Amen.
Amen. But just right here, amen, I don't know how people feel about it. But the Scripture said we would be like Him.
Yes.
Amen. We know not what we'd be like, but we know that we'd be like Him.
Amen.
But when He left the walks of this life, some of you may disagree. I don't know. This is the way I look at it. And it struck me this way. He was 33 and a half years old. How many of you would like to go back to a 33 and a half year old body?
Amen.
Not on this side. But we're going to be like Him. I don't know. It may not be that way.
I just see these things sometimes. But I want us to think about one thing this morning. What's in our heart that we really don't want the world to see? It's in there, but we don't want the world to see it. I mean, to be honest.
Yes.
Man, I want Sister Barbara, Sister Tracy, if you feel like, Brother Tyler, if you like coming to the guitar. I want them to come to the piano and the organ. I want them to look up that old song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'd look from Jeff Play. I wish you'd stop think about it this morning. How long has it been? How long has it been? Amen, since you just, amen, maybe come to this altar or found you a place out under some little wood, wherever it might be. How many of you had just took out time for a good sweet hour of prayer? That'll get you close to God. Did you know that? Amen. I'm going to tell you this right here. The closer to Him you get, the more this world you'll leave off.
Yes.
Amen. You move up a little the next time, you'll leave a little more of this world off. And after a while, amen, our eyesight will get just about like He said the way was. Straight and narrow. It'll get to where you'll kind of have a tunnel vision. You won't see all of this garbage around you. You won't be troubled by it.
Yes, you will.
But just follow the Lord. I want to stand together this morning. You feel like praying this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
You come. You hear this morning, you're lost and undone. Than to spend some good time with the Lord in prayer.